Situation on the offensive line suddenly looks a little tenuous. You hate to read too much into things that are happening in May, and really when you look back at past many camps, it's hard to remember what happened at them. But as we alluded to heading into many camps, and as Mike Holmgren confirmed on the first day of this mini camp, Chris Spencer's shoulder injury could be a little more serious than first anticipated. Now, Holmgren was short on specifics when we asked him about what exactly could be wrong with Spencer. The fact is, they don't know for sure, but I think their fear is that they could look in there and see that there could be rotator cuff damage. And if that is the case, if that fear is realized and he does need surgery, in some cases you could be looking at a 4 to 6 month recovery on that. Worst case scenario, I mean, he could be coming back in October. And that would really be tough for this offensive line because Spencer already is trying to get up to speed in this offense and get some continuity with the guys around him. And to have him miss a ton of practice time and then try to throw him in during the regular season does not seem like a recipe for success or continuity. Not the best case scenario moving forward for this team. If Spencer is out, which he is right now, it also means you're moving Chris Gray from right guard to center. He has played center before. I think he can do that and get by there and be okay. It should actually be physically less demanding in some ways than the guard position, just because I think guards can tend to get beat up a little bit more. That's why they want them to be bigger, and Chris Gray gets by at that position on his talent for sure, but on his experience too at this stage in his career. Certainly his experience goes a long ways. So if you're playing Gray at center, then you're opening up the spot at right guard, and what are you going to do there? Are you going to try to count on Floyd Womack to stay healthy for the first time? That seems like a tough thing to do. Are you going to put Ray Willis in there? Granted, he looks like physically looks like a starting offensive line prospect, but he's been playing practicing at right tackle for years. To suddenly throw him in at right guard and expect good results, there's no guarantees with that one either. And should Spencer be out and the Seahawks suffer another injury on the interior of the offensive line, man, you never know what could happen. It could be a real tough situation. And Chris Gray has been very durable, but you know, he'll be 37 this season, and he wore down a little bit last season even. Remember, he hurt his knee before the Chicago game. He had a thigh bruise late in the year. His starting streak was ended. You know, I don't think you expect guys to stay healthier and get healthier once they start, you know, getting closer to 40 than 35. Not in this game, not in this sport. So that's a potentially, you know, a tough thing for them if it were to come to that. Now, I say all this while Matt Hasselbeck, the quarterback, is trying to get healthy. And he looks pretty good right now from a health standpoint after 4 or 5 months off. But is he going to be able to stay healthy behind a line that suddenly has even more question marks on top of the ones that we already had? That could be tough. Now, like I said, it's May. It's early. We don't know how bad Spencer's injury is for sure, but they're concerned about it. And if he's going to miss an extended period of time, I think it could have consequences as the Seahawks try to keep their edge in the NFC West.